Joining us live on the line now from Sparwood is reporter Renato Gandia with the Calgary Sun. So, Renato, what's the latest you're hearing from RCMP regarding the search?
Well, they are continuing the search this afternoon, and I think they will continue until it is still light, and when dark falls, they are going to stop. But about 200 volunteer search and rescue people have been scouring the area since yesterday, and they are continuing on today to do that, to find this little boy and the suspected abductor.
Okay, now give us a little bit of background here. So far, what do we know about A, the family, and B, the suspect in this case?
Well, the little boy is a 3-year-old boy whose dad is, I'm going to forget his name. His name is Paul Hebert.
Hebert.
They used to live in Peace River, Alberta, and they moved to Sparwood more than 2 years ago. The little boy is the seventh child of Paul Hebert. And
from Sparwood. So, Renato, describe the atmosphere or the mood in Sparwood today.
Well, it's still a somber mood here. People are concerned. People are fearing for the safety of their own kids. They are questioning RCMP's decision of issuing the Amber Alert later in the day. They said that the Amber Alert should have been issued earlier so that the information was out there earlier. And the other concern that they have, especially the parents with young kids, is the fact that this Mr. Hopley was sent back or released back to Sparwood without notifying them that he is back here, living here. So some parents that I spoke to said they would have appreciated if the RCMP have at least told them that Mr. Hopley is back in town and then he has a background of being a sexual offender. He was convicted in 1985.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you about that because we had been hearing some background on the suspect. Do we know anything else about him? I know if it is him, indeed, we have heard some disturbing things about his past.
Well, yes, indeed. In 1985, he was convicted of a sexual offense. And he also has a string of property offenses. The one that I know, there are 11 cases. And in 2008, he was convicted, for which he was incarcerated for 18 months. And I think that's the offense that he was just released from. And there are other violent cases that this man has been convicted of. And so people, upon knowing that, they are so disappointed. They didn't get that information from the police. They got pieces of information from the media.
Okay, you bet. We'll continue to follow this story. Thanks for joining us. That's Calgary Sun reporter Renato Gandia joining us live now from Sparwood.